This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So the Sahaba who took Shahada, seeing the or observing the miracles of the ayats, the linguistics. So when it will be possible for us to catch that linguistic miracles in the Quran, so that our yaqeen.
It's a great question. Saeed, I don't believe that the Sahaba, it's oversimplification, and I believe it's also inaccurate to say that the Sahaba accepted Islam because of the linguistic miracle of the Quran. I don't believe that to be the case. I believe that that's one of many dimensions of the impact of the Quran. It has a psychological impact, a philosophical impact, an intellectual impact. It has a linguistic impact. It has a spiritual impact. Like there's a, human beings are complicated creatures, right? And we make decisions based on a complicated set of factors. And the Quran, the speaker of the Quran knows the complexity of the human being better than the human being knows it. And he revealed a speech that targets every one of our complex decision-making factors and hits all of them. So to reduce the divinity of the Quran to, oh, linguistically look at this amazing thing, which I am fascinated by, but it would be a crime to reduce the divine compelling nature of the Quran to its linguistics, actually. Because it's much more than that. You know, like in literature, I've told you many times, I've told you the example, the whole is greater than the sum of its parts, right? So for example, if I took these three books, right? So one, two, three, one book, one book, one book. Together they are what? Three books, right? But if I just read one book, right? Volume three, my understanding would be different. But if I read one, two, and three in sequence, then my overall understanding would be greater than each one of them individually, right? So what happens in mathematics is 1 + 1 + 1 = 3. But what happens in the human experience is 1 + 1 + 1 is more than 3. It's something, there's more undefined or more factors that benefit you, right? The same thing happens in literature. You guys see this all the time. In chemistry, you combine two things, you combine two elements, you get a compound. But in language, you take a fi'il, which means something, you take a harf, which means something else. But when you combine them, you get 6-7 different compounds and different kinds of meanings, right? So what I'm trying to get at is the Sahaba were all different personalities. Some of them were poets. Some of them were warriors. They didn't have any sense of poetry. Some of them were, you know, like people that just did trade. Some of them were, you know, very emotional. Some of them were very rigid and tough. They have all these Sahaba were not, they're not, they don't think the same way. We need to stop thinking of the people who received the Quran as a monolith. You know what a monolith is? Everyone's the same. Like you paint all of them with the same brush. The Sahaba did this, the Sahaba did that. That's silly. We're talking about hundreds and then thousands of people that each have very unique lives, just like you and I have very unique lives, very unique stories, our relationships, our experiences, our families, our cultures, our own inner thoughts. They all have a really big part in shaping the way we see the world. And that is exactly what happened with the Sahaba. And somehow the Quran targeted each of them. And interestingly enough, it targeted them in different ways. It didn't yield the same result in all the people who accepted. So one of the things, just as I'm trying to help you develop a refined view of the Quran, inshallah, I also want you to develop a more refined view of Islamic history, especially the seerah, especially the early history. We have been raised, this is my personal view, I'm very convinced of it. We have been raised with, you know how in social media you have memes that oversimplify things, right? Taglines, buzzwords, right? We have been raised with buzzword Islam most of the time. We say things that are like we make them sound like this is how it was, black and white. And we make statements about people, situations, and entire groups of people in a very overly simplistic way, and it creates huge sets of problems. Because then they're like, but I'm studying the linguistics, and I'm not turning into a Sahabi. What's going on? You see? That's because you looked at something oversimplistically. Now you're thinking it's an oversimplistic solution for you, and then we run into a massive problem, right? So inshallah, I hope that we, as we engage the Quran more, as we learn the language more, as we study scholarship more, we also develop our critical mind, our thought. Because I genuinely believe when the ummah becomes thoughtful, then we will be a different civilization completely. I think the biggest crisis of the ummah, even the spiritual crisis of the ummah, has to do with what we did with thought. Like, we abandoned deep thought as a culture. We confused memorizing stuff and learning facts with thought. It's like you know all the Lego pieces, but you don't know how to build anything with it. Like, you gotta, that's thought. And so it's exciting, alhamdulillah. I mean, I'm growing myself, I'm developing my thoughts, I'm, you know, engaging in my own learning, and inshallah I'm taking you along this journey with me. So all of us are students, bismillah. But exciting nonetheless. Barakallahu li wa lakum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Hey everyone, you just watched me answer a question somebody had about the Quran. I'm sure you have many questions about the Quran yourself. A lot of these questions get answered in the Deeper Look study myself and my team do, and turn into a series of the Quran on the Deeper Look series, available at bayinatv.com. So get your questions answered, sometimes even without having to ask them, by studying these surahs in depth with us at bayinatv.com under the Deeper Look section.